We're doing the Ramban Torat Hashem, the Drasha Torat Hashem Tmima. We're up to page Nun Gimel in the Beit Hayayin edition and Nun Vav in the Chazon Yoel edition. The Ramban is about to begin a discussion of why it says in the Ten Commandments that Hashem identifies himself as the one who took us out of Egypt. It doesn't say Hashem identifies himself as the one who created the world. And this is coming off of the discussion in, earlier about why we commemorate Yetzias Mitzrayim, that Yetzias Mitzrayim really attests to the basic tenets of Jewish thought, that Hashem created the world, that Hashem runs the world, that Hashem cares about how we behave in this world. So he continues and says, "V'zeu ma shekatub b'tchilat aseret ha'dibrot." This is also the concept we find written in the beginning of the Ten Commandments. It says, "Anochi Hashem Elokecha asher hotzeiticha me'eretz Mitzrayim." Hashem says, "I am Hashem your God, I took you out of Egypt." וכבר שאל זה רבי יהודה הלוי בספר הכוזרי, רבי יהודה הלוי already asked in the כוזרי שהוא היה מחבר, או הייתה השאלה מן החבר ומלך הכוזר, ששמו רבי יצחק הסנגרי, למה אמר שהוצאתיך מארץ מצרים? So the question was already asked either by רבי יהודה הלוי, who was the one who wrote the כוזרי, or the question was maybe from the rabbi who spoke to the king of Kuzar, whose name was Rabbi Yitzchak HaSangari. That was the name of the rabbi. So he asked the question, why is it that in the beginning of the Ten Commandments it says Hashem identifies himself as the one who took us out of the land of Egypt? Hashem didn't identify himself as the one who created the heaven and earth and all the armies. כמו שכתוב, אנוכי השם עושה כל. The verse does say in the Navi Yeshaya, I am Hashem who made everything. נוטה שמיים לבדי, I'm sorry, נוטה שמיים לבדי, רוקה הארץ מאיתי. Hashem says, I am the one who spread the heavens, I am the one who set up the earth, כי היה זה ראוי יותר. So the Kuzari king says, wouldn't it make more sense for Hashem to identify himself as the creator of the world? וחכמי הגויים נבלים בזה, ומפרשים בעבליהם שאינה מצווה. So the wise men among the non-Jews, they get scared of this question in the Ten Commandments. So so they have to say that this isn't one of the Ten Commandments. אנוכי השם אלוקיך. Now this is an interesting point. That really, it's not only the non-Jews who say that. Baal Halachos Gedolos says that. Rav Yehudai Gaon, one of the most ancient commentaries on Talmud, he's so ancient, Rav Yehudai Gaon, that sometimes what he wrote got confused and interjected into the Talmud, Baal Halachos Gedolos. And the Ramban even comes to defend Baal Halachos Gedolos in his work on the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos. And the Ramban says that being that all the mitzvos are predicated on the understanding that God created the world, so that's not a mitzvah. That's like an introduction. That he explains that you could understand Baal Halachos Gedolos because the understanding that God exists, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, is the precursor. You can't enter mitzvos without understanding that God created the world. So that's not a mitzvah, that's before all the mitzvos. So that's how the Ramban defends Baal Halachos Gedolos in the Sefer HaMitzvos. And here the Ramban says, oh, they say it's not a mitzvah, it's ridiculous. So we have to know who the Ramban was writing this letter to. It could be the Ramban changed his opinion, or it could be the Ramban was just saying, they say it not out of a philosophical belief, but just because they're scared, they run into problems with this part of the verse. Well, that's ridiculous, and I'll explain to you why. So they ask, well then how do you get 10 in the 10 commandments? And there they are divided. Some of them say, lo yelecha, you shouldn't have any other gods, and lo ta'aselecha, you shouldn't make yourself any other gods. There are two mitzvos. And some of their supposed wise men, They say you could come up with 10 if you divide the commandment not to covet your friend's things into two. Don't covet his wife, don't covet his house. Those are two commandments. And when they came to talk to me about this, says the Ramban, interesting that the non-Jew, the leaders of the non-Jews were consulting with Nachmanides as to how do you get 10 if you don't include this as one of them. Anitim, so I answered them, lefi miyut yidiyatchem ulefi iyunchem agas, lama tomru, lama lo tomru, sheinan ela teisha mitzvot. I said to them, being that you guys don't really know much, and being that your whole approach to this is very coarse, so then why don't you just say that there are 9 mitzvot? Avlaseot dibroten. There are 10 statements. We say there are aseret hadibrot, 10 statements by God. So say there are 10 statements and 9 commandments. Who said that all 10 have to be commandments? Shamal em tchila, ani asiti lechem tova, v'atem chayvin mishma b'koli. The first statement was, God says, you owe me one. I took you out of Egypt, I did you a favor, now you have to listen to what I have to say. Ki ha-katuv lo ezkir ela aseret ha-dvarim v'lo aseret mitzvot. So I answered them according to their understanding of things. So why don't they just say there were 10 statements, not 10 commandments? Who says there have to be 10 commandments? אבל עיקר הדבר ברור לכל מעניין. He says, okay, fine. So that was my answer to them. But the essence of what's going on here is clear to anyone who looks into it. כי מתחילה אמר אנוכי, that Hashem began the 10 commandments with a statement, I am Hashem, your God, who took you out of Egypt. לומר שיאמינו שיש אלוקה נמצא. Because it is a commandment. That they have to believe that there is a being, a God who is still around. And that is to go against anyone who might say, there is no God. So there is a positive commandment that Hashem says, I want you to connect with this concept that I created and I still exist and run the world. And it purposely says, Anochi Hashem, with the tetragrammaton, with the Yud-Kei, Vav-Kei, Uvo Yesoda Havaya, and that name refers to sheer existence. What does that name mean? You have the word Hove, which means to exist. And then you have the Yud, which is active, that's added to the beginning of the word Hove. And then it's as though God gives active existence to the world. He is actively giving existence to the world. And those who know how to apply that name, with that name, miracles can be performed that change the way the world exists. And that was the name Hashem revealed to him when it was time for Moshe to come and do miracles in the world. Not the name that the forefathers were aware of. Shehu Kel Shakai, that was the prime name they knew. כמו שכתוב, והראה לאברהם וליצחק וליעקב בקל שקי. ואמר, but Hashem says, אשר הוצאתיך, Hashem introduces himself as, I'm the one who took you out of Egypt, להזכירם שכבר ידעו ונתברר להם ביציאת מצרים, כי יש אלוק המחדש העולם, ויש לו ידיעה בפרטים והשגחה בהם. To remind them, that they've already seen, they already know, that there is a God who created the world, and he knows what's going on, and he knows it down to details, and he watches over them. Look at the plagues, look at the Yetzias Mitzrayim, the sea splits for this nation, the sea comes crashing down on that nation, you see it. This neighbor's animal dies, and their animal does not die. This neighbor's firstborn dies, and their firstborn doesn't die. Hashem repeatedly showed them in the previous year that he's watching over what's going on down here, and he cares, and he's involved. וכבר השלים בזה כל האמונה שאדם חייב להאמין בעצם האלוקות. And here Hashem really encompassed all that a person has to believe when it comes to God. כלומר שיש אלוקה נמצא ומחדש העולם, meaning that there is a God who created and is still existent. He created the world and he's still around. יש לו ידיעה והשגחה ויכולת. He knows, he's watching over, and he has the capacity to affect. And we too continuously believe in prophecy that Hashem is still talking to us at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. וגם ידיעת הייחוד נרמז להם בכאן במילת אנוכי והוצאתיך כלא דיבר במילת אלוקים. And the concept that Hashem is singular is also alluded to here. Hashem says, I, anochi, in the singular tense, I took you out, hotzeiticha, in the singular sense. Hashem purposely does not use the term Elohim the omnipotent, because Elohim also has the Yud Mem in the end, which can be misinterpreted as the master of four sis, the master of all four sis in the multiple sense. Hashem purposely says, I, Anochi Hashem, the tetragrammaton, singular, I'm the one that took you out of Mitzrayim. So what do we see today? That the Ten Commandments also begin with an introduction. Hashem says, I took you out of Mitzrayim. And this connects to the idea we said earlier, that we repeatedly remember that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim because all basic Jewish philosophy can be proven from that, from Hashem taking us out of Mitzrayim. And that is a commandment that Hashem says, Anochi Hashem, that we have to recognize that He is the one that watches over and took us out of Mitzrayim. And this is a basic philosophical concept that really connects and is the precursor to all the other basic concepts, that Hashem watches over what's going on in the world and cares and pays back, and also that Hashem speaks to the prophets as occurred as we went out of Mitzrayim.